So we're discussing this soaring sales of low-alcohol beer as a result of the reduction in the drink drive limit. How is that impacting on publicans across Scotland?
Well, we've no figures yet released on how bad things are, but anecdotally we're having reports that things have really been bad for pubs since the introduction of the new drink driving limit. I think we've got to put it into context. Certainly lunchtime drinking has more or less ceased. People that went in for a pint or a glass of wine at 5 o'clock on their way home from work, that seems to have fallen away. But the big drops associated with the worry of residual alcohol in the bloodstream the next day, so people that would go out and get taxis at night, take them home, they're certainly worried about the problems of being stopped the next day. So it's not as if we're complaining because suddenly we've lost a lot of people that drank and drive on a night out. They haven't been doing that. It's all about the next day and the ramifications of being stopped the next day and the worry behind that.
How bad is it for the trade?
Well, some people are reporting maybe 70% losses, 50% losses. Significant losses are being reported all over the country, especially obviously in rural areas where cars become very important. So we're caught in this, we're collateral damage, if you like, in between the campaign to stop people drinking and driving, which we support, and also the limit, the new limit, which is very low. I know in comparison to other places in Europe, people might argue, but our enforcement and our penalties are very, very, very strictly enforced.
What is the answer? What's the solution?
Well, pubs have to adapt and they've got to change. We've been through quite a lot. 2006, the smoking ban, although I would suggest that the ramifications of the drink driving limit are going to be more severe than that. We've been through that. Pubs and bars have got to change. They've got to adapt. There's far greater emphasis on food and so on. They will change and adapt, but I think there will be casualties in this. We've lost about 3 pubs a week, every week, since 2006, the smoking ban. And I think that might be accelerated through this.
But it's maybe too early to say yet.
Yeah, it's too early to say, but I think the trend is there. You know, people, perhaps, that went out for a meal on a Saturday at 8 o'clock might decide to go at 6 o'clock. They might decide to go earlier than that to mitigate the problems of the next day. We might see some movement. I think we're seeing already people opting for low-alcohol beers, looking for lower alcohol wines, smaller measures, for instance, instead of a pint, you know, maybe a third of a pint or a two-third of a pint, a schooner. In terms of wine, we're promoting the 125ml measure as a choice for customers, as against a 175 or a 250. So I think we'll see that as well.
It looks like you're getting hammered from all angles, really, doesn't it? That's the way it looks.
Yeah, I think we're getting used to it now. Certainly, if we hadn't had the no smoking ban, I think we would have been a far better place to try and tough these different things that have happened to us out. But that was a game changer, and I think this is another game changer. This.
How important is a pub in a community? Because, you know, we think about it as being the hub of a community, don't we? And if it's going to go, it's, you know, for some people, that's the only place to get to talk to folks through the day, isn't it?
Well, very often pubs are the heart and soul of the communities they serve. If a village, for instance, loses its pub, it does lose its heart, it loses its community centre. And we know that very many villages are worse off because of that. I think this will affect it even more. So it's not a particularly good thing in these rural areas. As I say, we're obviously support anything that can stop drinking and driving. I think, you know, the penalties that we have associated with residual alcohol, which is 50 to 80, is it right that somebody's banned at that level? Is it right they have a 20-year record? Is it right they're associated with people who have just went out on a night out and don't care and drink and drive? I think that's maybe for debate. The Scottish Government had no control over that. They were allowed through Westminster to change the limit but not change the penalties. So our penalties are very, very strict for this residual amounts between 50 and 80.
So you maybe call for a relook at that then?
Well, we'll wait and see. I don't hold out much hope for that, but that would have been nice. And I think the public are waking in up to the fact that our drink driving laws are the strictest perhaps in the world, with very strict penalties, very strict enforcement, and perhaps there is room for a wee bit of flexibility there.